Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Thursday, January 20th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is The Kingdom Way of Life. Our text is taken from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 13. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Pastor Chris says, when you were born again, you were born into the kingdom of God's dear son. Even though you now live and walk in his presence, you still have to learn how to live in this real kingdom of light. And the scriptures will help you understand this by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul writing to Timothy said, but if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God. This means there's a way to behave oneself in the house of God. Christianity isn't a way of life, but it has a way of life. In this kingdom, there's a language. We have our communication protocols. There's a way of life. We think differently. This is something the devil doesn't want many to know. He wants them to remain in the dark. The Bible tells us in 1 Samuel how the children of Israel asked for a king. God gave them Saul to be their king, and straightway Israel became a kingdom. Samuel knew a kingdom doesn't function like every other society, and so the Bible says he told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote it in a book and laid it up before the Lord. He told the people the manner of the kingdom. What does this mean? As you study several translations, you'll discover that he taught them the principles, rights, privileges, judgments, and ways of life of the kingdom. He had to write how the kingdom functions and delivered it to the people. This is exactly what Jesus did. He came preaching the kingdom of God, and every now and then he explained how the kingdom worked or functioned. Often he'd say, the kingdom of heaven is as this or that. He was telling us how it works. He taught about the importance of words and about prayer in the kingdom. Now that you're in the kingdom of God, don't live like they do in the world. The Bible says, lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. There's a different mentality in the kingdom, a different way of life that you must imbibe. Hallelujah. Please take this confession with me. I have the life and nature of God in me. I've put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. I'm renewed in full knowledge after the image and likeness of God. I think excellent thoughts and only see pictures of excellence, success, victory, and abundance. Glory to God! For further study, please read 1 Timothy chapter 3 verses 14 and 15 and Colossians chapter 3 verses 1 and 2. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, there's a different mentality in the kingdom, a different way of life that you must imbibe. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.